was born in Canberra, grew up there, and couldn't wait to get out. I've since lived in Melbourne, Nelson Bay, Dili in Timor Leste, and Brisbane. Canberra keeps drawing me back though, which was never my intention. I'm not Indigenous, but Canberra's on Ngunnawal country. So do I say I was born on Ngunnawal country? I'm not claiming anything, I just want to acknowledge the truth. I don't know, but I do know that that land, it affects me. That country, it affects me. In May this year, I was a sound artist at the Noted Festival and was privileged to hear Ngunnawal Elder Nin Jeanette Phillips deliver the Welcome to Country in the foyer of the National Library. And I apologise in advance for the poor sound quality. That's my recording. Here's an extract from her welcome. The music is from Bangara's Our Land, People, Stories album, and the songs are Sunrise, Wiradjuri, and Diary. A warning, while Diary is factual, it contains disturbing content. Here is Ngunnawal Elder Nin Jeanette Phillips.
You belong to Durunungana. This is the lands of the Ngunnawal people. Imalani, Imalani, Imalani. History has been written by those who have hung good men. We have to start getting our stories right, whether they're history, science, whichever field or endeavour that you go into. I really would like people to start thinking about the amazing story of our country. It's not just about war, and I brought up the frontier wars, of course. It's just not about war. It's about all those people we don't know, you know, the women particularly in the early colonies, because, you know, when they first came to Australia, they brought the 9th Division with them. Now, the 9th Division was the same division they used out of England at the Battle of Culloden.
The Aborigines, or native blacks of this country, having for the last 3 years manifested a strong and sanguinary hostile spirit in repeated instances of murders, outrages, and deprivations of all descriptions against the settlers and other white inhabitants residing in the interior
and more remote parts of the colony. Notwithstanding their having been frequently called upon and admonished to
discontinue their hostile incursions, and treated on all these occasions with the greatest kindness and forbearance by government,
and having frequently secretly committed several cruel and most barbarous murders on the settlers and their fowl and servants, killed their cattle and robbed them of their grain and other property to considerable amount, it becomes absolutely necessary to put a stop to these outrages and disturbances and to adopt the strongest and most coercive measures to prevent a recurrence of them, so as to protect the European inhabitants in their persons and properties against frequent and sudden hostile and sanguinary attacks from the natives.
I therefore, though very unwillingly, felt myself compelled from a paramount sense of public duty to come to the painful resolution of chastising these hostile tribes and to inflict terrible and exemplary punishments.
I tell children, go and ask your mummy and daddy who you are. It is so important. I have 4 generations of soldiers in my family, and if you count the frontier wars, I've got 5 generations. Your story is so important. Every single one of you in this room, you have amazing stories. As an Aboriginal historian, when I looked at the history, I knew that Daddy's side was of Ngunnawal, Ngunnawal descent, but I didn't know Mummy was. She survived the massacre that took place out at Lake George. Please, every single one of you have got a story. Some stories are so painful. Some stories are happy. Some people are stories of just amazing achievement. I am a strong generation. I hate that term. I wish they'd come up with another term. Because it doesn't give truth to the real story. I don't see Canberra as the national capital. I don't see the concrete. I don't see the buildings. Thank you for this invitation. The language that I spoke earlier has been recorded on an old wax cylinder. It's my father's grandmother. Yumalandi, welcome. Yumalandi Durunungana, this is the lands of the Ngunnawal people. Yumalandi, Yumalandi, Yumalandi.